What would you say the makeup of the people that you grew up with, were they mostly from Roswell, like born and raised, or were they people that moved in from other places?
I'd say a lot of them had been in Roswell for a pretty significant amount of time. It's hard for me to even remember where some of my friends are from. But, I mean, I'd say most of them had grown up in Georgia, at least. A lot of them had probably grown up in Roswell.
Right. Is there, like, a discrete number of years that somebody has to live in Roswell before they can really be from there?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I can, like, wherever I've spent most of my time is where I consider, or most of my childhood is where I would consider where I was from.
Is there any problem, I mean, not problems, but is there a significant visible divide between people that are definitely from Roswell versus newcomers, outsiders, whatever you want to call them?
I don't think so.
How about, is there a specific, could you identify people whose families have been from Roswell for a very long time? Like, Roswell, I don't want to say bureaucracy, but you know, somebody whose grandparents are from Roswell. Were there a lot of cases of that?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's just whatever you know. It's not like
okay.
A test, yeah. Don't worry about giving the wrong answer. Yeah. I don't know either, I'm just wondering. Alright, cool. Let's see. You worked in Historic Roswell.
Yes.
Tell me about Historic Roswell.
Historic Roswell is essentially one long road, which is Canton Street. And so all the historic sites are basically on either side of that street. And the historic sites are basically big, real big houses, or like other, I guess not all of them are real big, but most, like, I'd say the biggest sites are the big houses, and then there is a mill, which is like, I guess, basically what the reason Roswell is, was because of the mill. But like Historic Roswell now consists of like mostly restaurants and like small shops and stuff like that.
So what would be the reason for somebody to go down to Roswell, Historic Roswell, for the day or something?
Either to eat like lunch or dinner, or to shop. There's a lot of little art galleries down there, I guess. So like if you wanted to look at art or buy art.
If you like really needed something, would you be able to go to downtown Roswell to get it? Like an act like groceries or something like that?
No. They don't have any like grocery shops or anything down there.
Where would you go to get like everyday items?
To get food like Kroger or Publix. There's Target. Like I said before, there's a Walmart, which is like further away, a little further away. Home Depot. That's pretty much all I can think of.
What do you know about the history of Roswell, if anything? I mean, it's not a test, just kind of get a gauge of what you know.
Like I said, I think it was, like, the main reason for Roswell was the mill, and